It's the Ogblog Podcast. It's all about Peanuts books. I think I need a theme song. I'm Nat Gertler, and I'm not a professional singer, as you most likely can tell. But I am the Ogblogger, the blogger at Og.com, the guy who has over 1,000 Peanuts and Peanuts-related books. I also have a couple of kids. Well, my wife and I do. And I have to admit, they grow up, like it or not. I've tried patting them on the top of the head every day to counteract the growth, but it seems I've done it far too little, for they continue to grow. Between that and the fact that before the next podcast, I have a birthday, I guess I've got aging and growing older on my mind. And those are interesting topics when you think about Peanuts. After all, Charles Schulz was spinning new Peanut strips for half a century, give or take a few months. And while the characters age some over the course of the years, they clearly didn't age year for year. If they had, by the end of the strip, Charlie Brown would have been, well, about as old as I am now. Would have been a very different strip. In serial comics and animated shows, aging is really the exception rather than the rule. The Simpsons has been around for over 30 years now, and despite depicting the occasional birthday, Bartholomew J. Simpson is no older now than when he first appeared. Live-action things are stuck with their actors growing older, and thus the characters get carried along for the ride, but cartoons, they can be young forever. There are exceptions, of course. In comic strips, the Gasoline Alley characters have aged significantly. And in comic books, I remember about 3 decades back, Marvel Comics had 2 series that were supposed to take place at a month per issue. People getting older, events advancing. And you'd think that this would be something set in the current day, so that the issues that came out during 1986 would happen in 1986, and those in 1987 happened in 1987, and you could say that a character was born in 1968 and just aged along with the reader, but that wasn't the case. Because neither of the 2 series was set in modern day. One of them, Strike Force Moratori, was set in the future, and the other, The Nom, was set during the Vietnam War. Both of those were very well-made series, by the way. I actually own a page of art from The Nom by artist Michael Golden, but I digress. But the strange thing about Peanuts is that the characters age, but not at the same rate. I don't mean not at a consistent rate. I'm not saying that they aged 1 week during 1960, but 2 months during 1965. No, I'm saying that different characters aged at different speeds. I mean, and let's think about Charlie Brown a bit. He was perhaps not yet school age at the start of the strip, but close to it. By the end of the strip, he's maybe 10 years old at most, not more. But when he starts out, he's definitely older than Lucy, who won't appear until 1952, but when she does, she sleeps in a crib, eats in a high chair. So Charlie Brown probably has a couple of years on Lucy, at least at first. And yes, as you get older, a couple years in age difference becomes inconsequential eventually. At least I keep telling my younger wife that. But still, it seems Lucy comes reasonably close to catching up in age. And Lucy is out of her toddler mode by the time we meet Linus, her baby brother. And I do mean baby. He's a baby when he first shows up. Completely pre-verbal. Charlie Brown has at least 3 years on him at the start. Now, Linus is in school before Sally Brown is born, so that means Linus is at least 5 at Sally's birth, which would mean that if everyone aged at the same rate, Charlie Brown would be at least 8. And then Sally is in school before the birth of Rerun Van Pelt, the youngest of the Van Pelt children, which means that at that birth, Sally is at least 5, which would mean that Linus is then at least 10 and Charlie Brown 13. And before the end of the strip, Rerun starts going to school, going on field trips, and engaging in his efforts to become an underground cartoonist. So that would mean, if all aged evenly, that with Rerun now 5, Sally is now 10, Linus is 15, and Charlie Brown 18. Good grief, we know that's not right. Now, I'm the kind of guy who likes to figure out explanations for things, to try to find some sort of consistency, even if just within a very fictional, very fantastic set of constraints. I did, after all, write a story in which Sherlock Holmes is Santa Claus. You'll find it in the anthology of alternative Sherlock Holmes stories, Baker Street Irregulars, The Game is Afoot, just released this week. And in the story, I felt the need to explain why everyone thinks Santa Claus looks like, well, Santa Claus instead of the dour, hook-nosed figure that Holmes famously is. So I do explanations like that. So my sense about how time passes in the Peanuts verse is that everyone is slowly heading to be 11 years old, but they don't do it linearly, but at an ever-decreasing rate. For each year in the real world, the characters in the strip might age 1/10 of the remaining years that it would take to get them to 11. You ever go to one of those dances where a line of boys walks halfway toward the girls, then the girls cross half the remaining space toward the boys, then the boys walk half of whatever's left, and so on and so forth? And supposedly the two lines will never quite meet? This is like that. The Peanuts children are doomed to getting ever closer to being 11, going halfway about every 6 or 7 years, but never quite getting there. And the younger ones are forever gaining on the older ones, but never quite catching up. That is my totally useless, pointless theory about aging in Peanuts. Well, one of them. Now remember Shermie and Patty? That's half of the original Peanuts cast, along with Charlie Brown and the little dog who was eventually named Snoopy. They were quite a big thing in the strip in the early days, but as the years went by, Shermie and Patty disappeared. We got much more of the Van Pelts and Schroeder, and eventually there was even another more pepperminty Patty. But those original mainstays were not a regular part of the strip anymore. What happened? Did they move away? Well, no, because every once in a while you'd see one of them in some distant shot. All of the kids all lined up waiting for the bus, say. So what did happen? And now my theory is a simple one. They grew too tall. That's why you never see adults in Peanuts. It has nothing to do with age, but everything to do with height. As soon as a character is tall enough that that character's head would interfere with the word balloon if they spoke, then they become invisible to whatever camera is being used to photograph the strip. In those crowd shots, everyone's farther away, so due to perspective, they appear smaller, and thus Shermie and Patty can't appear at all. But they have outgrown the sort of mid-shot that is the Peanuts stock in trade. Makes sense, right? 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 Oh, well. That's the last of the hard science I'll be laying down to you today. If you want any more of this kind of very questionable insight and dubious wisdom, be sure to stop by the blog at augh.com. That's AAUGH.com. Comments, questions, and MacArthur Genius Grants can be sent to questions@augh.com. And until next time, may all the queen snakes you see turn out to be harmless sticks. May Thompson stay out of trouble. And may all your griefs be good ones.